Let's do this. That's perfect. That's perfect.
Pas d'impro. Une discussion avec les artisans du spontané. Juste une discussion. Pas d'impro. Idée originale de Frédéric Barbouchi. Musique Dominique Hamel.
Je m'appelle Omar Argentino Galván. My second name is Argentino. I am from Buenos Aires. Je habite à Madrid, Spain. I'm an improviser. I'm a kind of freelancer around the world, traveling almost all the time. I improviser, I'm teacher, and I am a researcher. I have, in fact, two books about improvisation. And I soy muy apasionado de este trabajo de la improvisación y soy un amante de la improvisación.
We speak English because you speak Spanish, mm-hmm. You speak Italian, you speak a little bit of French.
I understand French, but I don't speak okay. French.
And you speaking also English, that's useful. We're at the WISE Festival. We can workshop improv, scene, and experience, I think that's the letters. So we finally meet.
Yes.
Yes. We have a lot of friends in common. And so let's talk about improv. You are from Argentina?
I am from Argentina. I live in Madrid, Spain.
Okay.
The last 20 years I live first in Mexico, now in Madrid, but okay. Traveling a lot.
Yeah, you get around, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. In fact, my name in the social network is ImproTour.
ImproTour?
Yes.
That means?
ImproTour, like tour.
Oh, ImproTour.
ImproTour, okay. Yes.
Yeah. And I say Omar, but... because we speak English, but I should say Omar.
Omar, yes, yes, yes. But in Italy, the people say me Omar. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you, but when you are at home, that's now in Madrid,
mm-hmm.
And you play there often?
Yes, I am a kind of freelancer in Madrid.
Okay.
Because I have not mind school, because I have not time to. So I play with almost all the companies in Madrid. Now okay. In Madrid there is a very good moment in improvisation.
Cool.
There are two or three big companies with a lot of audience and a lot of medium and small companies.
Okay.
And there is a very good relationship between almost everybody, so it's very nice.
Cool. And what's the format that is most played, mm-hmm. in
years ago in Spain and in all Latin America was the match improvisation.
In Spain also?
Yes, not now, but okay. Years ago arrived the improvisation with the match.
Oh yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. And now there are a lot of long form or
Chicago style or no?
Yes, but the was the improvisation in Spain and in Latin America too develop in a different way. Yes, it's more in the philosophy of Johnston.
Johnstonian,
yes,
yeah.
But at the same time, it's more theatrical because almost okay. All the companies arrived from people who studied theater in classical school.
Okay, okay.
So many times the goal is try to do something theatrical.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
And is it also, I'm asking a lot of questions about Spain because my knowledge of improv in Spain is zero to none. That Madrid or also true for all of Spain? Do you get around in Spain?
Yes, 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 yes. And in the last year, there are a lot of links between the different groups. So many times, one from Santiago de Compostela, very in the north, came to the south to play with someone. So, and there are two or three national festivals, mm-hmm. every year. Yes, there are in the last 5-10 years grow up a lot in Spain.
And yes. Do you know if there were shows before the match, improv shows?
Before? Yes. Before the match,
yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah. Is there a Del Close?
Yes.
Johnstone Gravel or someone in the 60s or 70s that
Some performance, and there was and there is a group with French man director who play just two people with a director on the stage and a musician and very poetical, and the name is Imprevis, and they was the first group who played something different to the match improvisation. And they traveled years ago a lot for a lot of countries, and was a very, very theatrical stuff, because two men, actors, adults, so was very different in overall in that time. I think 20 years ago, no absolutely comedian or humor. So was a first door, and a lot of groups trying to do in that way.
I see that a lot. Well, in most places where you play for fun and like see your friends and all that, and then at one point you either quit or go in that direction where you want more, it gets more theatrical, and I see in France it's also the case.
Yes.
They are really growing out of the match, and they're looking everywhere, but and they want, I think they want to get their own color, but they're doing great. Yeah. And so you travel a lot?
Yes.
What's the not weirdest place, but the place you remember the most because of the context or?
For example, 5 years ago in India.
Yes.
But the show was a short form show, but the fact to play with people in India is I was home. In fact, they play, the people from Mumbai, play a Bollywood long form.
Oh, that's great.
And they did something very, very nice. In a festival, they teach to the other improviser the last choreography.
Okay.
So then they play 4 or 5 improviser all the story, but the last musical number arrived, I don't know, 20, 25 people. So the sensation for the audience is I'm seeing
a live Bollywood.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. But you got around.
Yes, but with improvisation just in Mumbai and New Delhi in that moment. But there are, I don't know, two years ago and 4 years ago, I went to Reunion Island.
Yeah.
And I don't knew before where is Reunion Island. It's a French island near of Madagascar.
Yeah.
Small one. And the last time I went there, we played for 1,200 people.
Yeah, that's great.
So in an island like that, it's like a stadium in a big city. So yes, that third point, it's amazing. Yes.
And you get shivers.
Yes.
And so you did you went to Asia?
Yes. 2 years ago, I did the world around, all the I depart from Madrid and I arrived from the other side, and I played in Filipinas, and in Filipinas every 2 years there are a festival with a lot of small companies from Asia, from China, Hong Kong, but a lot of companies.
That's right.
Almost all that small companies are created by American people, so it's very fast and convenient. So They
two
are
two chairs.
Yes, yes.
Wipe,
yes.
Edit, and yes. Tag out, and yes. Yeah.
Yes. And something I hate in state is when change the scene running.
Yeah, that's a wipe. That's,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Yes,
it's.
Yes.
It's, I don't like it either.
No, because no, as audience is so not clean. And,
well, it's artificial.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not the organic. You know, when you start another scene, it should be clear to the people who are there that it's. If you're in tune with the improv, it will show.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yes, in fact, 4 years ago, I went to a state and a lot of cities. And the first time I saw that, I say, okay, that's cool, do that. But then in almost all the places,
yeah.
And I say, wow, it's so crazy.
But what I learned from looking at English and improv and also in Quebec improv is that when you begin, they give you a set of rules,
mm-hmm.
and then you think, okay, that's it.
Yes.
That's what I should do. And you don't question the rules.
Yes.
And afterwards you get, well, why do I have to wipe? Or get it? But most of us don't question the rules because it's there. It works for the others mm-hmm. that I've seen. So why not? Why should I do something different?
Yes, yes. In fact, that is... a thing for the improviser geeks for mm-hmm. the improvisation, because
yeah.
in Latin America and Spain we arrived from the match, and so many times not the match improvisation, but so many times the improvisation years ago, now it's changed, but take a lot of time to start.
Yeah.
Was very polite. Because I think, and I'm sure, there was the idea of the imposición de personaje,
mm-hmm.
this fault in match improvisation.
Ah, yeah, refus de personnage,
oui.
Yeah, reject the...
Yes, so yeah. You must to wait to the other who say...
Yeah.
And that so many times become in the very boring
yeah.
1-2 minutes, because that's... kind of respect, but the American people from state in that sense are very different.
Yeah,
they consider it that, yes, they consider it a gift. If I say hello Mr. President, they don't yeah. see that the rule is
no.
is a gift.
And then you can be any kind of president.
Yes,
you can be a sad president,
an old woman president.
Yeah, yeah.
yes and I think that in the last year we learn in
yeah.
the, and for example our common friend Will Luera,
mm-hmm.
the first time he went to festival in Puerto Rico with Mexican people, he was very surprised.
Yes, yeah.
yes, because he saw a lot of theatrical research.
Mm-hmm.
And he was happy, and I know he took a lot of stuff to learn and to develop.
Yeah.
And,
well,
and
he teaches free form.
Yes,
and it's techniques that push away with wipes and tag
mm-hmm.
edits, and but it's other kinds of edits. It's
yes.
more fluent edits, but it's kind of technical also, but more.
More elegant,
less artificial.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And it's funny because the way you talk about improv being slow at the beginning, I remember seeing matches in Quebec
mm-hmm.
on TV when I was a kid, and they all started like that.
Okay.
But
yes.
Now I play with the La LNI National League, and we start right in. We dive. We don't.
Yeah, in fact, I don't know if you know that, because it's some curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, but 15 years ago, more or less, Yvon Leduc
yeah.
went to Peru
okay.
To one very important championship mm-hmm. match improvisation. And happened that the first step of the improvisation, so they, and that was an advice from Yvonne Leduc, start the mixed, just start one team, the team who won the last point,
okay,
to install and to start with the decision, yeah, and the other team enter 20 seconds after.
Oh yeah.
Yes, so
that's
kinda... Yes. Okay, it's a way to fix some problem, because there was that problem. Nobody risk to say nothing to the other character, because no, maybe it's a fault. Maybe it's very crazy that. Yes.
Yeah, well, it evolves.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And what you have solo shows?
Yes.
Three shows?
Yes, three. Yes.
Is there one that you do more than the others?
Yes, because one is a kind of classic. The name is Solo de Impro.
Okay.
And the audience write sentence.
Okay.
And put in my clothes, in my in my hat, in my shirt, and I arrive. I put that cloth and I play a character who say remember stories, and the sentence, I use the sentence. But the stories, almost everyone are...
Is it one big story? Or
there are short stories, but it's the same character, and at the end mix a little bit.
Okay.
And the stories are with a lot of literary categories.
Okay.
A lot of South American writers or writers or the Bible.
Okay.
So, and that was a first improvisation show with a lot of styles or categories, more literary.
And the other two?
The other two, one is, the name is Blank, and I draw.
Okay, cool.
In a screen, like a background for photographer, is the white.
Okay.
And I draw and I play different characters, but one by one, and the characters are in situation to the audience ask a question, for example, in a with the press
or
with the doctor.
So the audience is also a character.
Yes. And all the characters are the secondary characters about one story, the one of one character we see just in the end of the of this. Yes. Yes.
And sorry, I'll just put this on. I just want to put it on airplane mode.
Yes.
Okay.
And so, the other one?
Yeah, okay.
The other one, the name is Agora, and the subtitle is, I will say in Spanish, La Voluntaria Suspensión de la Incredulidad. The Voluntaire Suspensión de la Incredulidad.
The voluntary suspension of the credibility?
Yes, something like that. Yes, it's a old sentence by Coleridge, English poetry, and he said for every art event you need to believe. So you need cancel your your sense to, so I play that. And I played this show with two of the audience, or three people of the audience. And it's just one improvisation with a cinematographic style with three of the audience.
And
there is a trio. There is one show for Mark Shane from London.
Yeah, I know.
Is inspired by that.
Yeah.
By that
and Michael Berg from New York.
Yes.
Does something like that.
Yes.
But he plays with all. All the audience is invited. I'm curious as how long do those show go for? How many minutes do you play?
more or less 1 hour, okay. 1 hour and quarter, depend. Yes.
Well, because like Americans play for 25 minutes sometimes.
We're
used to play 2 hours, so. And now with my company, we're more, let's play an hour. That's
Yes. I think 1 hour, 1 hour 10 minutes is for a short cast, one people, mm-hmm. maybe a show with 10 people or maestro show is maybe you can. But for example, years ago, there was in Mexico City, the Impro Lucha. Yes, it's the kind of catch improvisation.
Okay.
But they talk every the code of the lucha libre.
Yeah.
So was in the ring side, mm-hmm. the audience yellow against the bad or the, and was successful in Mexico because every 20 minutes or every. Half time, there was really fighters who fight in the ring side, so the people become crazy. But sometimes the show was 2 hours and a half and something like that, too much.
And now we're going to the core of this podcast. The question, and there's a dog.
A French dog. We can feel.
Woof woof.
Yes.
The question I ask myself all the time is what Ivan. I always have difficulty saying it in English. What did I didn't do up till now that I want to do in the future?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even though it's not possible or it would cost millions or whatever, mm-hmm. just by dreaming of, okay, where would I go next if I could have all the productions and everything I want, or I just play here in the middle of the street, I don't care, but what do you dream of?
One crazy idea I share that idea. He told me, and we start to dream about that with Joe Bill, from Chicago. Me and he and two or three improvisers more. We know.
Mm-hmm.
Improvisamos, improviser.
Yeah.
In the five continents.
Okay.
Once, at least once. So the idea is do a show
while you're each on your own continent? No.
Okay. Do a show together in Antarctica. So that is a crazy idea.
Yeah, that is.
To say, okay, six continents.
Yeah.
And maybe it's possible.
Yes. For whom?
Scientists? Yes. But the idea is for scientists, but in streaming. Because sometimes I heard there are artists to go to play for these people.
Yeah.
So we start to
to research. He's already from North America, so I would have proposed myself.
Yes.
But what's next? The moon? Mars?
Yes, I think in 1 century there is another, or with robots. Space. Yes.
Well, there's supposed to be tourism in space.
Yes. Days ago in France, in Paris, I saw a show with Hypnosis Impro. It was not a good show, but. Okay. Yes, you can think about a lot of new stuff. And
do you have now something that is not already played, but that you want to play soon, or something in the works?
Mm-hmm. No. Yes, and maybe there is a first moment. I want to. I travel a lot. I have my solo show, etc. Mm-hmm. but I miss a little bit work, the teamwork.
Yeah.
Not by to work by tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's with time, but
it's people to get like a improv family.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Because I have that family, but it's I'm like a neighbor who yeah. say hello and fly, and like I miss a little bit that.
I know.
Teamwork in the. To think some project in half year, six yeah. months, something like that. Yes.
I know. I'm working on the one right now, so mm-hmm. I'm really, really excited. Maybe when this podcast is coming out, we'll be working on it.
Nice.
So you travel, you see, you met all kinds of improvisers, but. You also do sound painting.
Yes,
and,
yes.
But that's I'm not familiar with sound. I'm familiar with sound painting. I saw the video, and I know of. But where did it started?
The man who created that. The name is Walter Thompson.
Okay.
I think in the 70s, 80s, he started to create that. He is a musician.
Yeah.
He's a very, very good musician. So the sound painting, yes, is for every art or mm-hmm. discipline, but you can see it's born by the music, blah, blah. And in 2011, mm-hmm. I went in Brazil in a festival, and I start to learn that. And I bring that as a tool for improvisation, yeah. for our kind of improvisation. So if you see a classical sound painting show, it's very fractionated.
Yeah. And they are the dancers, the yes. actors, the musician, all yes. separated.
Yes, and even working together, they don't create stories yeah. or songs. They...
Okay.
And when I play that, or the people who learn with me, we try to create small stories, yeah. songs. So
it's more scene painting.
Yes, something like that. Yeah. Yes.
And I know in Montreal there's a show called the Wonder Trois Cat.
Okay.
I think I've talked about it in yes. the last podcast, where they do kind of sound painting, but only with musician, and mm-hmm. It's really exciting. Wait, we talked about it yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I remember. I like the fact that they direct people live. I have a show who's called Dompteur, mm-hmm. Tamer, like...
you
know,
yes.
Okay. How do you say this in Espanol?
Látigo.
Látigo?
Yes.
With the lions and everything?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Látigo.
Yes.
I give commands to the actors in their ears, or sometimes I move them mm-hmm. physically, and but I'm like puppet master, so
yes.
so they don't look at me, they mm-hmm. they continue the scene, and I think there's all kinds of live direction that are emerging, and
yes.
We should do a.
Yes, in fact,
special.
a lot of people who are in my workshop by sound painting, maybe then don't develop the sound painting, but take some signs to play on a stage or to communicate something to the technical
yeah.
people. Yes.
And I know that from what I've learned from our shows is that when I... say to them, go further.
Yes.
They get validated and they go further, and it's the censorship that we get mm-hmm. sometimes. Somebody's just over their shoulder saying, you can go, and then it explodes.
Yes.
And then it makes them realize that I don't have to wait for someone to tell me to go further.
Yes, 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 yes. In fact, at the end, even as actor, you can become your own sound painter. So,
yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I noticed that you, well, maybe because we're in France and you understand French, but you mostly speak Spanish. You play a lot with your hands.
Yes.
Yeah, like they're like your puppets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe. Yes. I didn't thought about that, but yes.
And yeah. Did it was always like that, or do you?
No. I have not a very important education in physical theater, okay. But at the same time, but I have information. I learn all the time, but at the same time, I know and. Overall, when I improvise not in Spanish, I become a very physical improviser. Yes, and yes, with I play a lot with my hands. I don't know. I never stop to think about that. Maybe I like draw. I don't draw very well, but I like the so many times it's like a paint for me. And I think. When I reach to see that, I reach to show that.
Did you ever do 3D painting with the?
Yes, once.
VR?
Yes,
that's
just
great.
Once. Yes.
Just
yes.
Going with your gestures and seeing the lines that you do.
Yes. It's amazing. Yes, right there.
We should do something where all the audience can see what.
Yes.
That's a crazy dream.
Yes, another one. With one friend of mine, the name is Victor in Uruguay. He's animador. He draws, and he had a glove, but all the arm sensitive. So there is a cartoon who move.
Oh yeah.
Yes. So that kind of clothes are very expensive. Yet. Yeah. But
I heard about Canadians who does like VR stuff, improv VR stuff.
Yes.
We should. There's so much to see, so much to experiment.
Yes. And I love all that stuff. And at the same time, when you go to all that sophisticated.
Yeah.
Then you back to one or two people meeting and because that is
the relation.
Yes.
Well, and then when you're all in surrounded by technology and the day after you play only with nothing on stage, just yourself. That's also great.
Yes.
So do you want to add something or say hello to I don't know who Quebecers or I don't know how many people listen to my podcast.
Okay.
But I try to do them for archives, so you know that.
I will make use to tell something I remember all the time, but I don't tell about a lot of time. In 1998 in France, in Marcon-Bagol, in the north of France, there was a championship World Cup of match improvisation.
Yeah, and I think Fabio talked about
it. Yes, me too. And there was my first time with my group. We was on tour, so first time from Argentina to France. That travel opened our head. And there was the team from Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
Then the World Cup won Italy because we're very sympathetic people talking in French with the Italian accent, blah, blah, blah. But technically, the Quebecois was a very amazing. And I remember all the time, because I say, okay, I say, I want to play in that way. One of the improvisers was very good one. Arrived to play the Liberty.
Yeah, the Statue of Liberty.
Yes, and was very clear because there was two people in a boat, mm-hmm. and one say, "Where are we?" And he appeared, so it was very clear. Then the scene changed, and he, to go out from the stage,
he put the flame out.
Turn off the flame out, sign the book, close the book, and go out. And I felt, oh, that for me was a big open to, okay, I can... we can do that. It's not just the scenography, and I recognize
imagination.
Yes, and I recognize myself so many times playing something like that. The people say, "Whoa!" And I feel until today that was that first input.
Do you know Robert Lepage?
Oui, oui, oui.
Yes. Well,
yes.
I think it was inspired by him because he was one of the first I remember as a kid when Eleni was on TV, he was the first to how do you say in English? Ellipse?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Jump in time. And he did a 12-minute solo about New York. And he did the Statue of Liberty, was burning people down with his torch. And it was cinematographical,
yes.
And I hope it's not just an urban legend, but he won a trophy for best scene on TV,
wow.
because it was shown on TV.
Yes.
There were scripted TV
yes,
shows,
yes, yes,
and
yes.
he won
wow.
because of this improv.
Mm-hmm.
And and I think there's a book written about this improv, and it's online, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what was the title, but
yes, nice.
So, well, when will you? Did you ever come to Montreal?
No.
No, so, no,
yes.
When will you come?
I go every year to Mexico because mm-hmm. I love that country. So maybe the
That's
next
quick,
time, yes, because from Mexico there are very cheap travel, and yes, there are a lot of cultural deals between Mexico.
So let's do this.
Yes.
Before you go to Antarctica.
Yes.
So thank you, Omar.
Thank you very much.
Maybe I'm gonna put some more. We didn't talk about your. I read the one. Which
the small one.
Yeah, the small one.
That is very.
Yeah, it's concise.
Yeah.
So I'll try to put.
Yes.
Paste this back on the yes. podcast. So
the name is Yes But.
Yes But. Yes. Yes. And I was. It's very, very clear, and I read it in French,
mm-hmm.
It's Yann?
Yes, Yann Berriet,
who
translated,
I was ambiguous, not because I don't agree with you,
mm-hmm.
But because you're not going to let's talk about the let's talk about the book first, and then it's about art as improv as art.
Yes.
And the fact that there's a big M on like McDonald's from improv, and it's mostly about the in American school of improv, maybe?
A little bit, yes,
yeah.
yes. That reflection mm-hmm. about the improvisation born after I traveled by America and by Asia too. For example, in Japan or Russia, places with a lot of traditional culture
yeah.
and people who play maybe 5-6 year improvisation and... continued stuck to the old games.
Harold's and the
yes,
games.
And even no Harold yet. Yeah. Just game, challenge.
Oh, yeah. Go fast, go slow, yes. Sit down, and
yes,
one way. Yeah.
Yes, and I say, okay, that is perfect, but there is more.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times, because in different countries of Latin America and Spain too, start to sometimes create that sort of school who teach in a way,
yeah,
like a factory, like
fast
a
fast food. Yeah.
Yes, like a fast food.
Yeah.
So I say, I know I was a little bit exaggerated in the book, because
yeah,
I want to create the
the buzz.
Yes. Because I'm very fan of the almost all the mm-hmm. American point of view, blah blah blah. But I say it's not just that,
mm-hmm.
and at the same time. We talked about that minutes ago. Sometimes it's a real problem in a school.
Yeah.
Because if you have a lot of people who just want just fun, fun time, and you have people who want to develop art form, that is a problem.
Yeah.
Because maybe there is people, and there is a lot of people who just play and mm-hmm. fun time. So there is a, for me, there is a, not an easy answer.
Mm. Well, yes. I agree with you. A few years ago, I gave a workshop, and there was this woman who had received a lot of workshops,
mm-hmm.
and then just told me right out, it doesn't have to be funny.
Yes.
And I said, yeah, it doesn't have to be funny. And it blew her mind, because she was, okay, I understand now.
Yes.
I can do other things. But if people want to play one kind of improv with a lot of artificial
yes.
things and then really catchy things, mm-hmm. fast food improv,
yes.
and they have fun, I'm all for it. And even I would go play with them sometimes.
Absolutely,
but
me too. Yes.
The fact that sometimes people, when you say improv, they think of that.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
In Quebec, when you say improv, people say, who's the referee?
Yeah.
Which teams are playing? And you say, yeah, well, no, it's not the match. And then, okay, well, will we vote? No, just forget.
Yes.
This kind of play, it's great, we can play it, but my show is another
thing. In fact, in Latin America and in Spain too, that idea was before, and now is something like that with the stand-up.
Oh, yeah?
So, you have not a scenography, you are alone, or just... so you have the microphone and it's a comedy. No. I say, okay, we have a very, very beautiful and holy tool as improvisation. We can improvise here without nothing, without
mm-hmm.
But not necessary. All the shows must be without nothing, without
yeah.
the dress code, without use the light, without use a lot of theatrical element.
Mm.
And I think that is responsibility of the professional companies.
Yeah.
So that. But I want to do a.
Yes.
Yes.
So go read it. Yes, but I have one in Montreal. So. I'll pass it around until it comes
yes,
to Montreal.
And my idea is put online.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because now is for me, it was a surprise, because I wrote that. I translate suddenly with one friend of mine, Fenia, who is a teacher and researcher from improvisation, translate in English. But suddenly, the people... asked me to France, Italian,
oh, yeah.
and Portuguese, and the next year will be in German.
Oh yeah.
Because there is something, there is a text, maybe you are not 100% agree, but there are not a, or I don't know, a lot of text about improvisation with opinion.
Yeah. It's a conversation starter.
Yes.
And it's a conversation we have to do. Yeah.
Yes.
But we mostly do up around other improviser that thinks like us. Mm-hmm. But now, great. And you have another book.
Yes, it's a handbook book, okay. But it's just in Italian and in Spanish.
Okay.
I took 5 years to grow that, and I like it because it's. I don't know if the world needs more handbook about improvisation,
yeah.
But that is a Latin American point of view. So it's
okay.
Yes.
I want to do one. From in Quebec, there was improv 1, impro 2, mm-hmm. But mostly exercises. Basis.
Yes.
And there is a magazine who's coming out now, but it's starting. But I want to give Quebec's point of view and my point of view, the point of view of the philosophy of my company.
Yes.
So thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. And have a nice end of weekend.
Yes.
Let's go see a show.
And after that, where you go?
Montreal. We're playing at Just for Laugh.
Yes.
Thank you.
Pas d'impro est une présentation des productions de l'Instable, une compagnie de création dont la mission est de présenter des spectacles de théâtre improvisé et de réfléchir sur la création spontanée. Pour plus d'informations sur nos spectacles en salle, nos formations et notre direction artistique, rendez-vous au www.prodinstable.com.